Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey guys, welcome to the Goodwood Festival of Speed, and I'm here with my man Kyle Connor from Out of Spec.
Howdy.
And Kyle, we are here with Hyundai.
That's right. We are here to check out some cool stuff from them, but also, Roman, there are a million other cool cars and events going on at the Festival of Speed.
Yeah, so we're obviously in Goodwood, UK, where every year they hold this giant car show. And this year, Hyundai brought us out here because they're unveiling the new IONIQ 6N. But that's not happening for another 3 hours. So before that happens, let's do a walk around, huh?
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to this.
And then you can kind of see the cars going up the hill. So that's one of the things, of course, that happens here. We get this incredible hill climb. And the fun thing about that is it's all kinds of cars. It's not just hill climb cars, but they have everything from Formula One to NASCAR to rally cars to just all out sports cars.
Yeah, and you'll even see like mom SUVs going up the hill, which is hilarious. It's kind of a mix of everything. You know, Roman, you've been here before. You've been lucky enough to come to the Revival, right?
Yeah, I've been to the Revival. So Goodwood is this giant estate, you know, the land of gentry in the UK, ended up with a lot of land, but not a lot of money to pay for it. And so what happened here at Goodwood was, I think he's a Duke, I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but he decided to put on these two festivals.
Oh, wow. So we've got... There's just a crazy Rally Hilux going by. That was amazing. Oh my gosh. So, Best thing ever.
Like I was saying, he decided to put on this festival. Let's walk and look at some of these cars.
Sure, sure.
To help pay for obviously all of the land that he has to maintain. Now the other claim to fame that Goodwood has, Kyle, is it's the home of Rolls-Royce.
Right.
So we're here at the Pagani stand.
I haven't seen a Rolls-Royce yet though.
No, their headquarters is here, but we kind of haven't seen it. So what do you think of this Pagani? There's one that's gonna get unveiled at some point.
Yeah, so you know, to be totally transparent with your viewers, I've lived in my little electric bubble for so long. I'm a combustion enthusiast. I love supercars and sports cars. But to be honest, I don't know what they're unveiling under the cover there. Obviously, this is an insane hypercar made of carbon. It's actually tinted red carbon if you look through everything. It's absolutely amazing. We're talking not hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, Roman, but I'm not an expert in the Pagani line whatsoever. Would love to be, but I gotta make a few more YouTube videos before we get there.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a guess. This might be the Utopia.
Okay.
I'm guessing at that.
Yeah.
But this might be the Utopia, and if I'm wrong, please correct me in the comments below. And of course, Pagani is a manufacturer of ultra high premium supercars that are powered usually by Mercedes-Benz, even though that says Bugatti on the engine, but it could be a Mercedes powertrain.
Traditionally, they used the V12 engine based on the Mercedes V12, and then they added turbos later on in the line and have gone from there, but I really just wish I could give more information on it.
I mean, what's beautiful is it's truly people hate this word, but bespoke and handcrafted.
It is.
So yeah. This is a car.
I mean, look at the lower front lip there. If you zoom in on that, it's held on by a leather strap.
Oh, I love that. I know. That's such a nice touch, yeah. But the car that I'm super excited about is kind of the it car here in Europe, and that is the new electric. And this is in your wheelhouse for sure.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're going to say.
The Renault 5, which is just up here in the Renault stand. So let's go look at that. I've read a lot about it. It's basically the return of Renault to rally racing, right? The 5.
Absolutely.
So it's a little rally car, but it's electric. And everybody here in Europe, at least, says that Renault has managed to make an electric car fun.
Well, and it's very reasonably priced. That's the big thing is, you know, in the U.S. right now, if you want to buy an electric car, you're talking $50,000 for an average EV. I mean, even Volkswagen ID.4s are above that. So in Europe, to get a reasonably priced electric car, that also is fun and cheerful and can be good to drive and has reasonable specs that doesn't, you know, kill you when you get to a charger. Like, that's really exciting. And so now they've got the Renault 4 that we're looking at right in front of us here, which is sort of a boxier version. The Renault 5 is the yellow one in the distance, and they have their rally sort of concept R5 turbo inside the bay right
there. Let's start with the 4, which is the newest.
Yeah, this is the baguette holder, Roman, right there. Isn't that amazing?
Here, let's jump in.
I would love to.
Let's take a look at this. I mean, this is the definition of like French style.
Dude, there's just stocks everywhere on this thing. This is hilarious. You've got buttons, perforation. They just select it all. I love the factory baguette holder. That goes right there. That is so funny. And look at this headliner too. You've got all these little cool textures with these squares that go through it. Like, it's cheap and cheerful, and this is what the EV market has needed for so long.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing that in America we can't seem to get an affordable EV.
No.
And yet here we have one.
Yeah, I mean, really, in the US, the only good affordable EV is a Model 3. There's just not, and even then it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go look at the 5 here. And I think these guys are sold out here. They're so popular.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this looks so good.
So there's everybody huddled around the 5. I love the yellow. Do you know any of the specs on the 5 in terms of, like, range? And?
Yeah, I did when we first presented the car. I can't remember. It's probably around 50-ish kilowatt-hour battery pack. We'd have to find it.
They put a baguette. Jump in the seat.
What more do you need to know? Yeah, I'll pop around.
Yeah, you pop around, and I'll get the passenger seat on this side. I love the interior. It's so cheerful, you know? Look at just how basic, but yet how functional everything is.
Yeah, I mean, like, if Rivian could just kind of do this with R2, maybe we could get somewhere close to it, but it's... Dude, this is amazing. It's showing 201 miles of indicated range at 83%, which seems really good.
Yeah, so we're looking probably, what, like 250-ish?
Yeah, and I don't know how it was driven before, but you've got, you know, phone chargers, you've got USB-C ports, you've got Google built-in nav. Everything looks kind of good.
And then look, you got real buttons for HVAC, which is always nice.
Yeah, you old people love your real buttons. I don't get it.
Well, Kyle, us old people understand that real buttons are tactile and interesting to operate versus screens where there's no feedback.
I totally get it.
And this is, of course, the one that...
So this is the turbo spec, but I don't know if it's combustion or electric or what the idea
is. I'm guessing this is electric. Oh, let's look. Let's look what's in the back here. Is there an exhaust? There is no exhaust, my man.
Yeah, so this if they build that as an EV,
yeah.
I'm in.
Look at those wheels. Oh, my God.
This is gorgeous.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Wide body, old school rally style. Man, I love electric. My viewers will know, and I also love rally. And this blends my two favorite things together.
And the design is really nice. It's boxy and yet purposeful. You know, it's hard to pull that off. I like the little quad fog lights and then the little three indicator lights and a little tiny headlight. It's just really cool.
You know, Renault seems to have their mojo right now. They're doing really fun things, and I feel like brands that we have in the US, even Ford could do something like this, or Mini. And I feel like Renault's really got it, but other brands have been missing the point with electric.
You know, that's really what's missing, right? An affordable, fun to drive electric car that has enough range and has enough kind of fun factor to have it be something that people aspire to, as opposed to something that like people buy because it's discounted or the government is saying that you have to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think Volkswagen may have a hit on their hands with the ID1 if they can make it fun enough. But again, not even sure. So here we have a collection of really interesting stuff. Obviously, 918 is really wild.
Capri.
Capri. You've got some Alphas and then some pre-war things over here as well, which I am certainly not an expert in whatsoever. This would be more Tommy's department.
This is a Sunbeam.
Wow.
I was going to call it a Bentley blower, but I would have been wrong. And then, of course, I know this because of James Bond.
Yes. Of course, everyone knows the DB5.
Five, yeah.
Yep. And so Lotus is over here on the right, which has had some interesting things going on with it.
Yeah, you know, Lotus was in the news recently, not for the right reason. They were in the news because one of their execs suggested they were going to close, I think they're built in a town called Hethel.
Yep.
That they were going to close the Hethel plant and move production to America. And Lotus has had a typical British storied history, right? Where every British brand, and you can pick any one of them, from Lotus to Aston to Bentley, is always on kind of the precipice of going bankrupt.
Of course.
And these guys are right
now. But now they've got Geely money.
Yeah, but
you think they're backing them enough?
Here's the problem. So obviously Lotus is known for building things light, adding weight as a
adding lightness.
Adding lightness. I got adding lightness. And this is not light. The Emeya.
This is their sort of Taycan competitor.
Yeah.
So 400 kilowatt charging, you know, 100 plus kilowatt hour battery pack, real big boy. Amazing car, truly. But
it's a Geely underneath.
It's not a Lotus.
It has nothing to do with Lotus.
Right. It's a Chinese electric car, which I think is cool.
Lotus building a four-door. I mean, that's another question that you could ask.
So this is actually kind of the Lotus-ish supercar way to do an EV. This is the Avaya. And this is crazy. This is absolutely awesome.
Once again, Chinese underneath though, right?
Yes. So that is the thing with Lotus, is you've got really the only non-Chinese-y thing would be the Amira.
Yeah.
Which is, you can have that six-cylinder or four-cylinder, which is right over here.
But you're right, this is beautiful.
This is gorgeous, and it's absolutely amazing.
And I like how they bring the heritage of Emerson Fittipaldi, who used to obviously drive for Lotus when Lotus was still racing, into their vehicle. So that's a kind of a good use of the DNA.
I think so. Versus building
a four-door. Well, there's another four-door right there.
Yeah, so that's the Electra on the far end, and then this is the Amira here. This is, I don't know, this is a V6, probably manual Amira, that's the one to have.
I think this is it says Lotus on the engine, but I think it's a Toyota engine.
It's a Toyota-based engine with the supercharger on it, and a great car. I had one of these for a couple weeks and loved it.
You know, the issue with Lotus, I think, is it's kind of on the verge of being Saab, you know?
You think so?
Yeah. It's like a really quirky little brand.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're building cars that their core audience hates.
Yes.
So this, you know, as a vehicle, the Electra is really cool. It's got a two-speed transmission.
Look at this big hole.
Active, you know, not active aero, but big aero everywhere. Yep. I mean, but this thing in the U.S., we only get the carbon edition because of the tariffs. It's Chinese built, and it's $200,000+, almost $300,000.
So it competes with like a Lucid Sapphire.
It's even another, maybe a Sapphire. But it doesn't have the performance.
What do you think of the color? It's got this kind of cool, like reddish. It's kind of a shape-shifting color.
Yeah, it's blossom, something blossom. When I first reviewed this car, this is the color it was in, and our viewers loved it. So people on YouTube seem to like this color.
But who's going to buy a $200,000+ car?
Literally no one. Yeah, there might sell three of them.
Yeah, no matter how cool it is.
Yeah. Here's an Urus, probably going for a run up the hill, getting a passenger lap. It would be fun to go up the hill in something this week, Roman.
It would be.
I feel like we got to finagle our way into that.
Would be especially nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually got to drive this last year. Oh, no, it was this year. In Italy, the new hybrid. This is the new plug-in
the
hybrid.
Thing. Yeah. So was it good?
Yeah, 760 horsepower. I mean, it's a serious contender here.
Yeah, that's what this one is then. Yeah. It doesn't look as aggressive as the standard one, so it looks like a Lotus is coming out here.
And it also gets like 40 miles of all-electric range.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, so it's got to be like 20 kilowatt-hour battery pack.
It's
more
a pretty
so.
Big battery pack, yeah. Go for it.
It looks pretty good.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's over here.
All right, let's walk over here.
Also, I think our Mercedes brought over this heritage truck and car hauler or something over there on the right, which looks amazing.
Oh, that's so cool. Look at that.
So this is the Denza booth, and Denza is a Chinese brand under BYD. Oh, this is where it can do the spin I was telling you about.
Maybe they were doing the spin. Let's watch it.
Looks like it based off the skid marks.
Yeah, let's see if they do it again. So it does like a... Yeah, oh, there it goes.
That's how you can parallel park it.
Yeah.
So when you think about the load those electric motors are under, which is high torque, low speed, really heating up the stator and rotor, it's actually pretty impressive from a technical standpoint that they can do that.
Now, I'll give you a little bit of insider information. You and I were both just at the new Quad Motor Rivian launch.
Yes.
And so we posted a video, and somebody in the comments said that they were from the factory, and that the reason that the Rivian didn't have the tank turn, which we're now calling the kick turn,
right? Yeah.
Which is similar to this, was because they didn't have big enough drive shafts that if you did it on something that was not this, I'm guessing this is pretty...
low grip surface,
you would actually break a drive shaft.
Yeah, this can do it on hot, sticky pavement though.
I mean, it's doing it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Rivian undersized the half shafts in the Gen 1.
So the use of this would be four-wheel steering, obviously, to be able to parallel park.
Yeah, so the idea is you would nose it into a spot in all the promotional materials, and then it would pull the rear end in. Or if you want to get out of a spot, you could sort of spin yourself out of it. It's kind of an interesting idea. In practicality, how many people are going to use it? I don't know. But Chinese cars do sell on party tricks, especially in their local market.
Have you noticed that they also have the little Denza logo in the wheel that stays facing up all the time, like Bentley does that as an option?
Very
that
roll
you have to pay
style.
For. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Oh, here.
So you've got the new Honda Prelude over here.
Yeah, let's check it out. Now, I saw this unveiled for the first time at the Tokyo Motor Show 2 years ago.
Oh, M3CS wagon over there, Roman, if you look to your left, that just went by. Hell yeah, and the M2CS as well. Very cool.
Oh, there they go.
Yep. Awesome to see those driving.
So they're unveiling the M2CS here. So when I was Japan for the unveiling of this, They had the interior blacked out, so I'm kind of curious to see what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, good point. Automatic, though, that's kind of a disappointment right off the bat.
It's a push button, right?
Yep.
I can't see much because of the reflection. Let me try going around the other side.
Sure.
It's a good-looking car, though.
Yeah, really good proportions, very smooth in the rear. Honda's always had great design.
Yeah, you think that it'll sell?
No.
You don't think it'll sell?
I mean, I don't know.
I wonder if I can open it.
Yeah?
Nope, it's locked. You can tell, I mean, the mirrors aren't. So I can't really show the interior. A little bit, there you go.
I mean, it looks pretty good, honestly. It's the right size. It seems like there's enough roof line to get a helmet in there if you were to do a track day with it. I don't know the specs, but it's a hybrid, right?
Yeah, it's definitely hybrid.
Yep.
Well, it's not a bad looking car, especially in this blue color.
I think it's cool, and I think they could offer like a little sporty version with some little flares and stuff too. There's room for improvement.
So this is
there.
The new this is basically the new Honda E. Remember the Honda E?
Yes, I had one for a little while on test and loved it.
It had a fish tank on the screen.
Yeah.
And this is the newest version of it.
Love it.
The problem with the old Honda V was it didn't have much range, if I remember right. We never got it in the U.S.
So it had, poor Honda range, E. CHAdeMO charging, very poor charging performance. It wasn't great. But it was fun, and it was so torquey off the line with that rear drive motor. This has got a little bit of scaled down element to it, though, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it looks like a K car.
It's really neat. Yeah. And it's on some pretty aggressive wheels and tires, which is awesome. So, this is, add that to my bucket list.
Right,
that's amazing.
And over here we have, what is this?
This is the Denza B5.
Which is their SUV, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very similar to a Jetour. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those.
I am not.
Popular in the Middle East now, but another Chinese similar thing to this.
All right. Well, let's keep going. Oh, there it goes. Same thing, right? They're showing the ability for it to climb.
Yeah. So these are extended range electric vehicles. So they're EREVs.
Nice.
Yep. So electric motors powered by
a
combustion
BYD
engine.
Shark.
Yep. Similar to the Shark you had. They're really excited with the horn there.
That's pretty steep.
Yeah.
He's got it locked up.
Yeah.
All right, so we keep going.
Yeah, let's see what else we can get ourselves into.
Denza Z9 GT, whatever the hell that is.
This is what we just saw do the spin.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, the Chinese.
Actually, really cool.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chinese vehicles.
That's an IM LS6, but it's branded under MG here, so they might be bringing that to the market here.
All right, well, you think that these cars are here because they're going to go up the hill?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the staging area.
I think you're right.
Oh, yeah. Roman, check this out on the right. This is a car I'm particularly excited about.
Let's go check it out.
Yeah, this is the new electric Cayenne.
Oh, look at that. Good catch, Kyle.
Yeah, looks great. And my friend Mike over here. So this is really, really quite exciting. So you're going to, we don't know the final specs, but we're talking Lucid Gravity type competitor, 400 kilowatt charging, big boy range. It's going to be really, really interesting. And they've already been setting some hill climb records recently. I can't wait to watch it go up the hill this week. This is going to be really cool.
And it's probably not going to sell.
That's the problem.
I hate to say that. Because the Macan is not exactly like... Not flying off the shelves.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got the Taycan Turbo GT over here, and this is the Vysok model with the bucket seats and a carbon tub in the back, which
I think Mike wants to say hi to you.
Yeah, let's say hey to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Great to see you.
See you again.
How's everything? This is my friend Roman.
Hi. That's the Mike.
Yeah, Mike is the essential spokesperson for Porsche electrification, specifically Taycan.
Yes.
And so Cayenne's here, though.
Yes.
So we've done everything with Taycan, so that's exciting.
It is exciting. It's the all new next generation E4 Cayenne.
And what can you tell us about it? What kind of specs?
Very little, very little. It's 800 volts, obviously. It's built on the PPE platform.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Is this an extended version of like Macan then?
It's PPE based.
Okay.
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
For the first time, Porsche ActiveRide.
Oh, nice.
Going to be featured on that car.
Okay.
And the towing capacity.
Yeah, I just saw it was pretty
3.5
good.
3.5 tons.
So that's what, 7,700 pounds, I think, in the direct equivalent?
The question,
equivalent.
Of course, is how far can it tow that?
Yeah, well, this depends on aero more than weight, but yes.
That's a test for you to find out.
Mike, what's on the roof? What is that on the roof there?
It's just a carrier, a rack.
Okay, I thought that was maybe some special satellite feature.
No.
You can get Starlink
built into it.
Yeah. No, it's just the U in utility.
Rack.
SUV, so just to show that you can also put stuff on the roof.
So Mike and I have done some pretty terrible things in cars together, such as setting the range record for a Taycan.
Yes, still.
And this is cool.
What was that record? You can't just throw that.
Oh, I don't even remember.
750 kilometers.
Yeah, so almost 500 miles, 450 something.
Very good.
It was not fun.
No, and we could have done more. Like it was still going. We just got tired. So this is the Taycan Turbo GT Vysok, which is an insane monster of a car. Mike was crazy enough to let me have one for a week, and I took it on the Nürburgring and Autobahn, and it was wild. And so is this car also going up the hill?
Yes.
And it must be really quite something.
It is very quick, of course. It's a right-hand drive car, so it belongs to our colleagues from Porsche Great Britain. The internal nickname is Zebra.
Oh, okay, I like it for the
So you can actually spec it like this. You can buy it like this in the configurator.
No way.
Yeah, so.
I love it, actually. It's really cool. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike.
Of course.
Mike, I'll swing back around and see you in a little bit.
All right, should we keep going, Kyle?
Yeah, we definitely should. I'm looking at GR Yaris right in front of us, something I really wish we could have in the U.S.
Yeah, I think they stopped. Didn't they stop selling them in Europe for a while? Are they bringing it back, maybe?
You know, I heard something about that. I know they came out with an automatic version. I don't know if it's a dual clutch or a torque converter, but I wasn't interested because it didn't have three pedals.
Yeah, and the thing about the Yaris, of course, is that it's one size smaller than the Corolla.
Yes.
And Toyota believes, maybe rightfully so, that it just wouldn't sell in America because it's too small. I don't know if I agree with that.
It's an Alpine SUV that just went by.
There it goes.
I was trying to figure out. Oh, here's the. Oh, this is the Alpine version of the Renault R5.
Yeah, let's go check it out here as it goes by.
That looks amazing.
There it goes.
Guys, hurry.
Very
so
happy
cool.
car.
So
oh, another
cool.
one.
There's the, yep, R5 and then R4. Man, so they really are getting cars up going on the hill.
Yeah, I love how we're like in the way of everything
here. Oh, Roman, we got to figure out a way to get across.
Okay, let's get across.
Yeah. This is the new Mercedes CLA.
Oh, that just came out.
This just came out.
Yeah, brand new.
A really exciting car, incredible efficiency promised. high voltage, high power charging. This is actually, even though it's a CLA, people think CLA is kind of base model, which they are. This is going to be very impressive from a technical standpoint.
Let's show it from the front.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly though.
Mercedes has not hit their mojo when it comes to actually design language.
No.
You know, they're a little too much teardroppy and not enough like, you know, kind of attitude.
You know, I was kind of glad with the electric G-Class that they didn't change anything.
Yeah.
That they kept it a box.
But it's not selling.
No, of course not. Yeah. That's good for me in the secondary market.
Though. Exactly. All right, what's this little Ford coming
through? This is the Ford Puma, I believe, E something. It's an electric, they have an electric version of it. I think this is the electric one.
I mean, what you can tell here is that Europe is certainly on its way to electrification.
Absolutely, like and that. China, because this is the talk of all of China right here.
Right,
this is why I wanted to come over.
All right.
This is the Xiaomi Su7 Ultra, which is an insane Nürburgring lap record holder now. It basically matched or beat the Rimac Nevera. It's a monster.
And it's a four-door.
And it's a four-door.
Which is crazy.
And this car is, I drove the non-crazy, this is the absolutely insane one. I drove the Max and was blown away.
Well, it says Ultra, so.
This is the Ultra, which is the wild
one.
And I'm pretty sure this is a customer car.
Oh, they're going, yeah. Let's see. Let's watch them go. They're going up the hill.
Oh, amazing.
I love how we're like standing in the way of these cars. You could never do that in America. It would be so much potential liability. And yet here.
Here they're saying full send.
He's about to hit the post.
Nice. Yeah, registered in China on Chinese EV plates, Roman.
How much horsepower?
That's got to be, I think, 1,500 horsepower.
Damn.
It's a monster DBX.
Yeah, and for all of you traditional internal combustion folks, there's the DBX. And here comes
an Audi e-tron GT, but it's kind of a base one on ugly wheels.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously Audi and Porsche are struggling to sell that platform.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.
We've got a Lamborghini building here.
Yeah.
There's some cool stuff over there, and then Audi's off to the right.
I feel like we have to get invited to go up there.
That looks very exclusive.
You know, we should find the Ferrari stand, because they've got the new Amalfi.
Yeah.
Well, and
I'm excited to see the F80. Yeah. I know it's been kind of controversial, but I think it looks pretty good. So here's the new Temerario.
Yeah, you can tell they're keeping people away from.
One.
Yeah, I can do this. I can go up there and I can kind of show you guys by doing this. Oh, there we go. There's the Ferrario.
Look at all those fancy people back there.
I know. It's gonna take me a while to figure out how to pronounce it.
Yeah, of course.
The Revuelto took a while, so the Temerario is gonna take even longer. But at least, at least it's not Alfa Romeo, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should find the Ferrari stand, but...
Oh, there's definitely got to be some Ferrari presence here, I'm sure.
I've seen a lot of Ferrari hats.
I think they sell more in merch than they do in cars.
I heard that, yeah. The brand itself is so valuable that the cars are becoming kind of just an afterthought. It's all the other stuff. The race team, obviously.
Yeah, so Audi's got some cool stuff. They've got their Quattro over here. I actually drove this very red car, Roman.
You did?
Yeah.
Where did you drive it?
I drove it in Italy on rally roads, which was amazing. Audi brought out their whole heritage collection for an event, and I was lucky enough to have a go in their entire fleet, basically.
That's pretty badass.
It was the coolest event I've ever done.
Yeah.
And this was such a neat car. Stig Blomqvist, however you pronounce his name, went for a ride in his original rally car, which was amazing.
I also kind of feel like, besides Lotus, Audi's kind of lost its mojo in some ways.
I mean, Audi is the least valuable brand inside the Volkswagen group right now.
Yeah, I mean, for a while there, Audi was like the it car. If you wanted to be the cool kid on the block, right, you would get an Audi. And then I think Tesla kind of stole that crown.
Yeah, and this is the new S6 e-tron. I just drove this car. I don't think the embargo's lifted yet, but built on PPE, it's identical to Macan and Q6 e-tron.
I think we both drove it.
Yeah.
The one that I really like is the S3 in there.
Yeah.
Is
that an RS3 hatch?
That might be an RS3.
Yeah, that's awesome. Five cylinder turbo, torque vectoring rear diff. So cool. Oh, here's an RS6 GT.
Avant, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. The GTs are awesome in this particular
like 150
color scheme.
Or more.
More.
Yeah,
and they're going over at dealers too, of course.
If you're an Audi fan, obviously this is the one to get.
Hello.
Yeah. Do we?
Thank you.
Mate, should we go in, Roman? What do you think?
We could try. Let's see. It's getting busy.
Yeah.
It's getting busy. You know, I think Le Mans has a message. This is not as busy as Tokyo. Be brave. Motor Salon.
That must have been wild.
Stand still.
Yeah, so like to your point about Audi, and you know, they're supposed to be the tech leader inside of Volkswagen Group.
Yes.
And I think the only tech they have are headlights, Roman.
Yeah, they do, and they can't use them in America.
Yeah, of course, we don't even get their matrix function, their adaptive driving beam.
This must be their Le Mans car.
Is this the diesel car?
I think so, right? This is the old, I'm guessing, I don't know. I'm not, Le Mans is not kind of my world. But let's go look at the yellow car back here. Because I did drive the S3, which I fell in love with, and the RS3 is just, yep, RS3.
Yeah, this would be the ultimate daily driver if we could get the hatch in the US.
We don't, we only get the, somehow the manufacturers decided that Americans do not like hatches, that we have to have trunks, Kyle.
Right, you know what, I think they get wrong data.
I'm with you. I would take this over a trunk car any day.
You know, they always say, well, you know, it's based off customer demand. But, you know, no one's ever asked me what I demand. They're just, you go to the dealer and that's what you have. And you buy sedans because that's the only thing they bring.
All right. Well, it's kind of busy here. It's hard to show.
Yeah, and hot.
And hot.
They got to learn about air conditioning in here.
Yeah, well, usually it's not that hot. And last year, apparently, it rained the whole time. Tommy was here. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. We're right in the middle of filming. Okay, new AMG GT ahead of us. Zenvo's got... Oh, this is the little turnaround area.
Yeah, this is where they come up the hill, right?
I guess so. This is my first time here.
Oh, dude, look. I see on the side, I see something that is near and dear to me.
Oh.
And that is Praga. You know Praga?
I don't.
Praga is a Czech car company, me being Czech, and they build this like hypercar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sorry, it wasn't Praga, it was Pagani.
Oh, yeah.
I was too excited.
Would have been
cool. Do I see Praga? No.
So I'm not seeing anyone come flying up here, Roman. Oh, I see where we are. This is kind of the... Are we at the start or the end? I think. Don't know. Maybe I don't know where we are.
I don't know where we are. Excuse me. What is this here? Is this the end or the...
Crossing.
It's what?
This is just where you cross.
Okay.
Yeah, but in terms of the track layout, whereabouts are we?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they come up the hill to the right. Very cool.
I did see the Praga sign. It's way over there, though.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can find a Praga.
That would be neat. I would love to see that. See a Czech car.
You know, we could stand there and wait for cars to come up the hill.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is Goodwood does such a good job on their YouTube channel of covering the entire run.
Yeah, they're going to get way better coverage than we would.
Yeah, me and you with, you know, a phone and a shaky Roman. All right, let's go look at the Mercedes.
Yeah, I just spent quite a bit of time with the AMG GT63 SE Performance. Sorry for elongating the length of the video.
The names are so horrible.
Yeah, absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Very impressive technology. I don't know if people really want plug-in hybrid performance cars. Me, I thought it was really impressive. I much prefer just a natural.
You know what I always find ironic, right, on these AMGs, especially electric ones, they have a piston.
Right, and they have Falterbach logo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it feels kind of wrong. Now, the thing about these long front hooded cars, they're kind of having a moment right now.
They're beautiful. I mean, this is one thing Mercedes totally nailed in terms of styling. The four-door version of this, terrible, I think. This is gorgeous.
And think of like the Ferrari 12-cylinder ride, same thing.
Yep, long. I love that. I know Ferrari design's been under a lot of, you know, I would say, People haven't loved it, but I really kind of am into the long hood thing.
What is that over there? Is that a boat or is that like a record? You see
looks
the pointy
like a
thing straight
boat.
Ahead?
Yeah.
Let's go check that out. This looks like some kind of an innovation tent. I think that's a boat, dude.
Oh, dang.
That is a boat.
That would be insane to go in.
When you were a kid, did you do like RC boats at all?
Never RC, no.
I did RC boats. They were so much fun. And of course, like everything else in RC, they went electric.
Yeah, so this is the E1 World Championship boat, I guess. And this is the standard boat they use to race.
Wow.
Which looks wild.
Looks insane, dude. That looks absolutely insane.
So Mercury racing engines.
Wow.
Cool.
Imagine what it must be like being in this boat when it's at full throttle. Because obviously it's a hydroplane, right? So you could.
Hydrofoil comes
up out of the water.
So cool. So interesting cars. They must be out on the hill right now. Xiaopeng is here. You can see the Ioniq 6N undercover.
And we are going to be showing that as the day progresses when they actually unveil it. So stay tuned. Or actually, you're probably watching this after it's been unveiled. And by the way, you just had a big move, didn't you? You left Colorado, I'm sorry to hear, and you went to Raleigh where you have access to a racetrack.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're keeping our hub in Colorado for the time being. But I'm going to spend most time in North Carolina. But as you mentioned, racetrack every day is a really big driver for that. Also, if you look to your left, that is a McMurtry, do they call it a Spiro or something?
Sterling,
yeah.
Sperling, is it Sperling?
Sterling.
Anyway, let's do MG first, then we'll come back.
Yeah, Sperling, you're right.
Sperling, yeah.
Anyway, it can drive upside down with a fan, which is really cool.
I think it set the hill climb record a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's an insane monster.
Now, you know, you've been talking about what you got to ride, and I got to ride in the Neue Klasse.
Oh,
with the same technology, right, with the fans that pull it.
I went in that car, too. That was cool.
Oh, so here's a...
Cyberster.
Yeah. This is, we saw this yesterday parked at the hotel.
Yes.
And we were saying, of course, MG is British, but owned by Chinese.
Yeah, it's really Chinese.
But this is a car that maybe Mazda should have designed.
It's got a lot of Miata vibes in it, but also just kind of cool. So a battery electric roadster. You know, Roman, they're not really that performancey or fun to drive. I have driven one, but it's just a cool cruiser.
Yeah, I hear they're just, you know, they're more show than go.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But cool interior.
Let's look at the interior here. But it is a beautiful design.
Yeah, I think they did a great job on this car. I think it's exciting. We talked to our buddy Martin Lee from EV News Daily last night, and he mentioned not every MG dealer can retail these, but it's about half. So they are kind of exclusive, I guess.
So they're making it a little bit more desirable by making it a little bit more...
I guess so. So here's another Cyberster, and then there's an MG prototype back there that I haven't seen.
Let's
go
look.
Looks kind of cool.
Looks very Cybertrucky.
Yeah.
Looks like they somebody finally... Kind of,
you know, big boxy SUVs are kind of in, especially in China right now. Zeekr just unveiled their 9X, and so this is like a smaller version of that.
Check out the headlights. I think they're like pop-up.
Dude, pop-up headlights should make a comeback.
I think these are pop-up. Look.
That's cool.
That's definitely
you think
pop-up.
They are.
CyberX. So they combine both what the things that Musk loves the most, right? The word cyber and the letter X.
And put them together. Yep, how about that? Yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a really popular car, the ZS. Just a typical SUV, nothing super exciting.
And guys, we're just kind of walking this show with no particular aim. And if you're seeing a lot of electric cars, it's not because we're out here profiling electric cars, it's just because this is what's here.
Yeah, people bringing EVs to the show. If you did this in the US this year, you would see a lot fewer electric cars. One, there's less choice in the US, but I think less desirability right now, Roman.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the tide has certainly turned. Latest bill, of course, did away with all incentives to buy electric, which I think is a good thing. It should be a even playing field.
Totally agree. Yeah, I don't know why our tax dollars have to go to fund a expensive electric car purchase to someone.
So, you know, it'll let the better technology win.
BMW coupe thing, by the way.
Let's go look at it.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, Boven something.
I think the convertible was introduced here at the Lake Como, whatever that car show is. I can't remember it, and this is...
The Mille Miglia, maybe?
No, that's the Italian race, Mille Miglia. There's a car show at Lake Como that's very famous.
Oh, okay.
And I want to say they introduced the...
It just looks like an 8 series underneath,
it's a Zagato, so never mind.
Wow.
Boven Zeepen.
So the Boven interior Zeepen. Looks unchanged, but the exterior looks beautiful.
So it's not what I thought it was. So maybe it's a Zagato version of an 8 Series.
It looks like an i8 up front.
Yeah.
That looks amazing, actually.
That's a good looking car, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about the interior? Is it all BMW on the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty classic. Inside's still BMW, but yeah, it's cool.
Okay,
very right, cool. Let's keep going. I've been teasing Ferrari and hoping to find the booth, but I bet you we won't. It'll be like Lamborghini. We won't be able to get near it. Now, I did get in touch with the PR team from Maserati.
Yeah.
Because they unveiled a new electric, the MC20, I think it was. There's a new one called, I think it's called the Pure, which is the electric version of it. They are unveiling that. And there's the McMurtry. Nobody can say it, by the way, McMurtry.
McMurtry, yeah. But these are just the coolest guys doing cool stuff. And that, to me, is the most exciting car at Goodwood, the McMurtry. And that's in Australia mode right there.
So something is running here. There's a crowd of people looking at it. So let's flock to the crowd. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, something's idling. Sounds pretty healthy.
By the way, I'm representing Colorado here. I know you're no longer a Colorado resident, but representing the state?
Actually, through this month, I still am.
Okay.
So, representing Colorado.
So what do we have here? XP1.
Yeah, it's a T50. V12.
Oh. The Gordon Murray car.
Yep.
It sounds amazing. Here, I'll hold up my mic.
Yeah, I mean, it revs to what, like 16,000 RPM or something insane?
Yeah, the latest news, I believe, with Gordon, and obviously he's an icon, going way back, Formula One designer, is that he was just announced that he has cancer.
Yeah, it's really sad to hear.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to report Honda has seemingly only brought CRVs and HRVs.
Oh, this is a motorcycle.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I guess they're a little prelude.
Let's see what Ford has.
You know, Ford's got such a big brand of racing heritage. I hope they didn't bring little electric crossovers.
I bet you they brought little electric crossovers.
I bet they did too.
You know what's the coolest thing here? It's the old Ford van.
Yeah, it's like a Transit Custom, I guess.
How cool is that, huh? I had one of these as a kid, as a toy.
That's a traffic version, traffic van.
I know.
That is so cool.
And then over here we have the Puma Gen E, which is the electric Puma.
And this is the Ford Explorer,
which is
in Europe.
ID4, right?
It's underneath. ID4, yep. Yeah. And then Mach-E's right behind it. GT there.
Interruption green.
Yeah. Dark horse.
Yeah, where's the GTD, dude?
That's what they really need to have on display. Even if they're not going to sell it in this market, GTD is exciting. They've brought it to other auto shows, so we know they have them.
So, you know, they sell the Mustang here, and the funny thing is, when they first brought it over, they brought the GT, the V8, and they also brought the six-cylinder.
Oh, really?
And a six-cylinder did not sell.
You're going to get a Mustang here. You got to get eight cylinders.
Yeah.
I remember when they moved the steering column right-hand drive, they had to change the exhaust manifold routing, and it actually made a little bit less power. It was a little choked. This is actually my first time seeing the Ford Capri. I'm sure your viewers are probably not interested in this.
Well, let's go look.
It's the coupified version of the Explorer.
I think they're more interested in this PHEV version of
The
Ranger, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, we have no plug-in hybrid pickup trucks in the U.S.
This is called the Stormtrak. That's a cool name, huh?
Yeah, that's Look pretty at this. Neat, actually.
The little,
nice accessory.
Little bar moves back and forth.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool. I don't know why you would use that, but it's cool.
Yeah, neat. And yeah, so this is the same thing as the Explorer. You can see it's all MEB. It has like Volkswagen screens and buttons and stuff. But they have made it less practical and probably charge more money for it. And you can ride a bicycle.
What do you think? It's probably showing how much power you can generate.
I don't know.
Seems very busy here.
Yeah. Wow, I'm really surprised at the number of people here, actually.
Ford is very popular in the UK. It has a history going back a long way. You know, Ford and, of course, GM, when GM used to own Opel and Vauxhall.
Yeah.
Now it's owned by
Peugeot, PSA,
yeah. Yeah. But back then, these were like classic British cars, even though, you know, the brand was American. It's a shame that GM sold Vauxhall and Opel. You'll never get it back.
Yeah,
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like...
I don't have the brand connection to those cars that, you know, maybe someone living over here would.
What are we doing? How are we doing? We're at 42 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
But we're heading up toward Range Rover, which is brand near and dear to my heart. Yeah, they do an electric Range Rover.
Yeah, the new
slammed generation. ID Buzz.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
How cool is that?
That's very popular to do in Europe these days, is take buzzes and dump them.
But it's very popular in Japan, too.
Love it. Car culture is great.
You got a Slam Mercy. I don't want to get too close because we'll get ID.
The
audio will get kicked out, but let me see if I can show the ID. Well, I really can't show the ID, the slammed ID Buzz. I'll zoom in a little bit. The problem is there's a...
Yeah, they've got a Scirocco, Diablo, Buzz, Golf, all looking pretty cool.
The problem is the music's very loud, and then we're going to get content ID'd, and then the video's going to be demonetized, and then I'm going to be bummed. If we spent all this time and effort. Came all the way to the UK.
Okay, there's some cool stuff over here. This E30 looks beautiful. Oh, look at this.
Oh, let's check this out. That's a great thing about Goodwood. You have modern cars next to classic cars. So that's 1911. It's a Targa Sport. P-Lane. I don't know anything about it. Type 46. 16 to 20 horsepower. I'm just reading what the little sign says. Cool.
Wow, very neat. And cool. This is a... is it an Escargot?
Can it be an Escargot?
I don't really know how to tell. I think it must be, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
You remember the Ka? Were you around when the Ka was around? That was also pretty cool.
No.
The Ford Ka?
No. I remember seeing videos of it, but I never been
ever
in
saw
one.
Yeah, you lived in Europe when the Ka was a thing. I wanted to buy one because it was so cool.
Was it a hardtop convertible?
No, it wasn't a convertible. It was a little city car.
Oh, okay.
But the styling was kind of—it was like a triangle. Because I
use his own. Oh, then must not know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the main area.
Yeah, sounds great.
Actually, we can go this way because there's cars here.
I'd love to figure out a way to get over to the Land Rover booth.
Yeah, let's walk over there.
As you and I are both Land Rover people.
This is Piston Heads, which is like the UK version, I believe, of like car bring a trailer.
Bring a trailer. Yep. Yeah.
So I think that's what Piston Heads is.
Yep. This is cool.
Here we have the old E30 M3, and then of course the new M, right next to it. Here's a modded Range Rover.
Yeah, something about those wheels, pretty wild.
The Luma.
Okay, we've got some real hardware over here.
Bugatti. Chiron
so
or Veyron?
They have the nose lift up on this GT3. They got to drop that down.
You like the color?
Love the color.
Yeah.
Spec is great.
Yeah. Here's another Luma Defender. Look at that. That is so over the top.
Yeah, so this is the Steck booth. They make paint protection film and vinyl.
Well, let's go back to back this way before we get...
And that's Expel. So this is the PPF section. This is one of the cleanest 996 GT3s.
I still can't get past the
fried
egg headlights, dude.
It says it is. Yeah, it is.
Can't get past the fried egg headlights.
No, really? I think it's making a comeback. Yeah, the old Vantage, super cool.
Beautiful car.
Ah, Morgan three-wheeler, my real dream car, actually.
You know, our host, Chris, has one.
Yeah, he's got the new one, right? He's got the
I don't know
current
which one
generation,
he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got one. Drives around LA. I've never driven one.
Oh, really? You have to go. Dennis at Morgan West will let you drive one.
Yeah, the problem with it is it's just such a niche little vehicle.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
All right, well, here comes
this
Land
is
Rover
one hell
Jaguar.
Of a simulator.
Oh, look, you can be a Formula One driver, I believe. You can see what it's like to be a
Man,
F1
imagine
car.
Making a simulator on a truck. That's cool. Only Mercedes would spend the money. So Mini's up here as well.
Utah. Got ahead of Utah hat. Don't ask me why.
Nice.
Thumbs up to our friends in Utah. In the house. All right, so we have Mini here.
Yeah, so we've got like a camping set up on a JCW Countryman over there. Then you have the JO1,
I have to say, Kyle, as somebody who's done a little bit of reporting on the Overland world, I'm not sure that would be my first choice.
That's not what you're taking to Moab?
No, I don't think that's but they don't have Moab-like off-roading here, so.
This is the electric JCW. Which,
what do you think of Mini? You think that they've done a good job?
Well, you know I'm a huge Mini enthusiast. I love them, but I really am not into the modern ones.
Let's see if they have that new Jaguar that everybody hates.
Oh, I love it. Everyone hates it, but I think it is the correct choice for the brand.
You like the long hood?
Love it.
Yeah.
Boxy, weird, futuristic. Jag needed to do something. I mean, their old cars are great, but the new stuff was...
Well, let's see if it's here. It's got to be here. What else? There's nothing else they sell, so...
Right, they don't even build cars right now.
I want to see it up close. You know, you really can't get a sense for a car until you're next to it.
Oh, they got something.
And that's not the car.
No, it is. It is. It just didn't look at it from the side.
All right, let's look.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Roman, I love it.
You like it?
I do. I really think it's cool.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
I'm not, like, the biggest design guy, but
it's
that
your...
is sick.
So, you know, the design boss for JLR is Jerry McGovern. And he's got a unique sense of style.
I would say.
This is certainly expressed. Very minimalist.
I think it's great. Again, it bears no resemblance to Jaguar of the past, which, yeah, if they could make an E-Type today, it'd be amazing. But to me, I think this is so cool.
Look at the floating pedals.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Who knows what will make it to production. But if they can keep it as close as possible to this.
How much would you pay for this?
Oh, I don't know. If it was like this, this is a $250,000 experience, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the correct direction for Jag. I think they need to be in that $50,000 to $100,000 range.
It's almost like very industrial, you know? Like a lot of these grates look like something you'd see on an air conditioner, you know what I mean?
It's a bit dystopian. It's like a little washing machine style. You're totally right.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we
go. That was cool. I'm glad I got to see that.
Yeah, me too. Because when it rolled out, it rolled out in this pink color, which did not help.
Oh no way.
Look at this.
Dude, they have a whole collection of Land Rovers from past. So a bunch of new Defenders.
So this is Defender O.
Yep.
That's the date.
I like this guy, the trophy. Look at that.
Yeah, so this is in commemoration. They're bringing back some of their off-road events. You remember the old...
I remember the Camel Trophy.
The Camel Trophy,
yes. And now they're bringing it back. And they used to have the Trek, which was this kind of dealer competition where they would make like 50 cars and then dealers would get a couple and they would sell them. Tommy competed in it. This is the true fact. Tommy competed in it along with Case and some other guys. Sorry if I don't mention you because I can't think of them right now. And they won it like 3 years in a row. And then Land Rover banned them from competing as a team.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny. That's lame.
So Jeff Glucker was Brian. Anyway, he was on the team as well. I don't want to.
Wow. This is my dream garage right here.
The classic. Do you have a classic?
I have a classic and an L322. Yeah.
We have a P38.
I don't have a P38.
Well,
you guys
have a P38,
do, right?
Yeah. Yep. If you want to spend a lot of money, this is what you do.
It's very cool.
I love
though,
that they
see
have,
all of them.
It's one of the only brands so far that is actually not only highlighting but actually celebrating their heritage.
Yeah, it's kind of what's interesting is even though JLR is one brand, they're doing the exact opposite approach.
Yeah, when you think about what shall we call them, the legacy manufacturers have that the Chinese don't have, it's certainly this, right? It's the tradition, it's their legacy, and a lot of the manufacturers are not.
And these are all the first ones produced of each generation, right here.
Oh, cool!
That is so neat.
They're doing a sale of the last of the McLarens. Did you see that?
I didn't.
There's a guy who used to collect McLarens, and he got them in this like orange color, and he always got the last one.
Oh, wow!
Not the
so
first.
They're all
the
orange.
They're all orange, and they're selling them as a collection. It's the same guy who sold the Formula One collection that belonged to Bernie Ecclestone.
Oh, very cool.
That sold to the Red Bull guy for $700 million.
This is how I would do it. Blacked out,
full-size black?
Range Rover.
Yeah,
love it.
All right, this is gray on the inside. Wow.
Okay, well, that was cool to see.
Yeah, let's go look at
but
the Discovery.
But we still haven't found your Ferraris anywhere.
No. Let's see what's in here. I feel like I'm on safari.
I don't see anything different, do you? Maybe a slight facelift?
I drove our Disco 5 to the airport. I love that car.
Yeah, you've got a diesel one, right?
Yeah, people hate it. I love it.
I was talking to Jen about it. She loves it.
Yeah, she's going to buy it, I think, from the company.
That's what she was saying, yeah.
You know, she's going to have a child pretty soon. She's going to have a little baby girl. And it's actually a really good family car. Probably a better family car than a off-roader.
Oh, here we go. Roman Defender Octa. BMW M5 powered Defender.
Yeah, Tommy just went on the launch of this.
It was in Grand Junction, right?
Yes, it was in Gateway. And he took it into some deep water.
Nice. That is so cool.
It's basically a G-Wagon competitor.
Yeah, it's like Rivian R1S Quad or this.
Yeah. Damn, it's hot in here, dude.
Whew. Yeah.
I guess better than rain or wind, which is what we've had a good with the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's interesting how there's almost more performance displays at the Land Rover booth than off-road, which is kind of disappointing.
Well, you can see how many people are here. It's very popular. I mean, the trick with the Land Rover, any Land Rover, is to buy it as a third owner, you know? Let somebody else take the depreciation.
Absolutely. Never be the first owner.
No. Don't get the autobiography for $250,000.
Oh, there'll be 40 grand in 3 years.
Exactly. Want to head over to Bentley?
Yeah, would love to.
Let's get over to Bentley.
I guess they have a new concept, which is like, it looks like a buffalo.
Well, I just went on the world launch of the new Bentayga Speed.
How was it?
Bozeman. It was really interesting. All the Bentley people dressed up like cowboys.
What?
Yeah, because Bentley was in Yellowstone. You watch Yellowstone?
No.
Well, one of the main characters there drives a Bentley, and so they took inspiration from that.
Okay.
And basically created a... there's BMW, too, so we can do BMW.
Fantastic.
They created a cowboy-themed launch, which watching a bunch of Brits dress up like Montana cowboys was quite entertaining, actually.
This is the Bentley Pavilion, open to VIP guests.
Are we VIP guests?
I don't know, but it looks like we can just walk up there.
Yeah, well, we got our media passes here.
Media, always just start screaming media. They'll maybe let you in.
Dang, they just invited me to Montana. Well, that doesn't get me any credit with them. So here's the new Bentayga Speed.
But it looks the same, Roman.
Yeah, it does look the same.
So what's the difference with the Speed?
Speed? It's got a bigger engine.
Okay.
And unlike the Audi or the... Here's something interesting. Unlike the Audi or the Lamborghini Urus, right?
Yeah.
This does not come as a plug-in hybrid.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So instead of having like 760 horsepower, I think you can get 680.
Oh,
because
okay.
It's naturally aspirated.
Yeah, well, honestly, that's probably the better choice. The plug-in systems are great, but for longevity, I don't know.
Here we have the Continental GT. Which is pretty badass. And then this has to be the Mulsanne, right?
It's the Flying Spur.
The Black Edition.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Flying Spur. Do they even make a Mulsanne anymore?
I don't think so, no. But you know you can pick those up pretty cheap, Mulsannes.
I think you can pick up any Bentley pretty cheap.
Yeah, 50, 60 grand gets you a pretty still nice Mulsanne. That's a good way to spend 60 grand.
There's a little scooter you own.
Yeah, CE04. I've got the O2. There it is, right behind it. Nice.
Let's go look at that. You like it?
I love it.
Yeah?
It's
How
great.
Much range?
Not much. Not with me on there. Maybe if you were lighter, it would do more.
So but, with me, it'd be even less. Is that what you're saying?
No. So this is the one you should actually get. You can get these for like, you know, half price, brand new, in the U.S.
It's a good looking scooter.
Yeah, and then this is what I have at home. This is my daily rider. It's a CEO2.
Music's
pretty crazy.
Yeah. Once again, we're going to get content ID'd, and then I'm going to have to go cut it out, and I'm going to be unhappy.
Yeah, so they have their...
They have the new M2CS.
Yeah, so it's not that. That's a modified thing.
No, that's a... Modded. It's got to be in there somewhere, though.
Yeah, I'm guessing somewhere. But if they could just turn off the music, then we'd be able to film.
How do we get up there?
Dang, I don't know. I feel like we know enough BMW
people.
Maybe
right here, this purple.
Here we go. This is it.
It's right here.
Great color. I think purple cars need to make more of a comeback.
Once again, I can't get too close.
Yeah, that's a good point. And they also have the M5 Touring over there, Roman.
You like it? I've driven that.
Yeah, you know, I was really into it, and I thought it would be a great daily driver to replace my Model S.
Yeah.
because it does have kind of, in theory, the best of both worlds, a pretty juicy electric motor, juicy combustion engine. You know what? It just didn't work for me. Too many settings.
Oh my God, the interior and those haptic controls. You know what I mean? They're just, oh my God. The interior looks like a Berlin disco at night.
Yeah, I just think
it's almost gaudy.
It's like the CT5V Blackwing's a better M5 than the M5.
But the thing about the M5 is when you compare it to like the Audi R6 Avant, it's like 25K less. So it does offer a lot of value for money.
And it is rapid. It is insanely fast.
Yeah. When I first drove it, I was super impressed and I wanted one, but you know, 120 gives you pause. 125 actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for it to have too many asterisks of not being perfect. So I see Ferrari all the way over there, Roman.
Look at that. There's a bridge way over there.
That's how we cross.
Yeah. Well, let's walk the bridge. We've been teasing.
Here comes some cars coming up the hill.
I can't see it very well.
That's the new CLA.
Yeah, wasn't going that quick, was it?
Well, I can't imagine it's going to be the biggest performer, and based off of that performance, it doesn't look like it's going to be all that much.
And you have to kind of be honest about something, and that is, with no sound, it does take some of the drama away from it.
Oh, absolutely. It's so boring. This is the Xiaomi. Yeah, this thing's crazy. But still going pretty slow.
Pretty slow,
on the brakes early. I wonder if they're doing some sort of sighting lap. Yeah, the Xiaomi is one of the brands I'm most excited about out of the global automaker space. But you're totally right. Totally boring to drive an electric car fast. It's impressive, technically capable. No soul, Roman.
Oh, that one was, All right,
Aston's on it.
Yeah, the Aston was. I'm making an ice cream, dude. I'm so hot. How much is there ice cream here? I'll get a small. You want ice cream?
No, I'm good, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
What if they do
Hey, we're wanting the consistency because it's really hard and slow this morning. Hi.
Hey, can you hold this for a sec while I get an ice cream?
Yeah, of course.
Hi. Can I just get an ice cream? Can I pay with Apple Pay?
Yeah.
Can I just get an ice cream?
Yeah, what would you like, regular or small?
Small.
Small one, yeah?
Yeah, please, thank you.
Welcome back to the
Hill Drive
interview.
Oh shit, I can't pay. We're filming on that.
Yeah,
I can't
pay. It's okay,
pay.
I can get you an ice cream.
Can you get me ice cream? Okay, all right, thanks. No, I can get a credit card, hold on.
No, it's all good.
You sure?
Yeah.
I can use Apple Pay.
I'm happy.
I use my credit card. No, I got it. Oh, thanks, here you go. You take Visa? Wonderful. And actually, give me a water too, would you? Yes, please. Thank you. Okay, yeah, no worries. I'm just getting super hot.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking for an hour straight so far.
I know.
That's like an intro to one of my videos.
Sorry about that. A little interruption in the video. Well,
it's real life. It's like they were here joining us.
I know.
Yeah, and well, we had a few camo deliveries.
Thank you.
For today.
Can you hold this?
Yeah, of course.
Heading up
Thanks.
There as well. This the Porsche Taycan.
You sure you're waiting?
Say that again.
You're waiting?
Oh, I'm all right. Thank you.
Making its way up the hill now.
There goes the Cayenne ripping up the hill.
Show us exactly all the nice.
Thank you. All right, you film for a while.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh no.
Living the dream, brother. At Goodwood, eating ice cream.
Oh yeah, drinking water.
It's pretty funny where making some silly videos on your phone can get you.
Yeah.
Oh, ripping the Bentley.
Good to you.
Dude, I want to figure out a way to get in a helicopter and watch. I'm going to work on that.
You can get a ride like for 80 pounds.
Yeah, it wasn't too expensive, so I'm going to see if we can figure out a way to get a seat in one. That'd be kind of fun.
All the helicopters.
Yeah, we see this guy going up. Forgive the poor filming. I don't know how you use this little stabilizer thing. Here we go.
Flying Spur. So there's our bridge. We'll take that over.
Sounds great.
And close up this video with Ferrari.
I think that'd be a great bookend.
I think so too. If we can get in there.
From Pagani to Ferrari.
Yeah, and what's so beautiful about that is the shape.
We also haven't really seen many Porsches. Wow, there goes the Denza.
Doesn't shout performance, has it in.
I'm definitely going to be sitting right up here watching the cars go up the hill, Roman.
Let's do that after we finish the video. What do you say?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. This is a dream come true from my side. You know, I've watched the hill climb, or at least the clips of the hill climb that Goodwood puts out, for years. And to be able to come here and see the place, it's totally different. The property's huge and beautiful. Totally different than I imagined it would be.
You know, it's also much easier to watch it than the Colorado.
Yeah.
Pikes Peak Hill
Climb.
Yeah,
totally.
I mean, you have to get up at like 3 a.m.
Yep. You're basically camping out if you want to get a good seat. You're at, you know, 14,000 feet or 13,000 feet if you're at Devil's Playground, hardly breathing. And the cars go by for a half a second. Here, you can actually get a really long view of the entire run. Dang, look how many people are here, too.
And this is the first day. Imagine what it's going to be like by the weekend.
Yeah, you're good point. This is only Thursday.
Yeah.
So Saturday's gonna be insane.
I know.
Are you going home on Saturday?
I am. How about you?
Yeah.
You flying back to Washington?
Going, yeah, DC, then to Raleigh.
Yeah. I fly direct to Denver. They have very good ice cream in the UK. Very creamy.
You should start a new channel.
TFL ice cream.
TFL ice cream.
I like how they cover up the view.
Yeah, they don't want people standing here.
Hey, there's Porsche.
Yeah, okay, very cool. Definitely got to check that out.
Now, I've been here for the Revival, which is kind of a giant costume party. Or as the Brits would say, fancy dress.
Yeah, so it's period correct. So what period is it, 40s dress?
It's like 30s through 60s.
Okay.
Any of that works.
You know, I'm not one to get dressed up, but I would love to see the cars. But they won't let you in unless you get in period, right?
Well, what they'll do is they'll have like people in character surround you, and they'll be like, Mike, you seem to have forgotten your clothes. And they kind of shame you.
So we have some classic Porsche race cars here. 917 on the left. Really cool car, one of my favorites. And then over here, a 963, another famous Le Mans car. Cool. Porsche always brings out some cool stuff.
Yeah, go ahead, mate.
They have the heritage, don't they?
Roman, there's so many people. I can't get over this. Festival of speed, it's more like festival of human
people.
Traffic.
All right, we saw Ferrari somewhere here.
Yeah, so McLaren's over here.
Right, let's go with McLaren.
Could be kind of interesting.
I think Ferrari's this way. You want to do McLaren, yeah. Then Ferrari?
Yeah, sure.
Right, let's do it.
I don't think the viewers would mind an extra 5 minutes.
No. They can always fast forward through this. Hey, you're the guy who does like 3-hour videos.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is like an intro to an out-of-spec video.
Exactly. <yeah.
laughs> Hello and welcome 2 hours later.
Welcome to our Goodwood range test.
Yeah.
See how far Roman can go before.
That's right. We're range testing Roman right now. He already needed to stop for fuel.
I did, yeah.
So, Roman, I am admittedly not a McLaren expert.
Well, they all look alike. That's the problem, isn't it?
That really is the problem.
Yeah. There's very little differentiation between like a 560 and a 720.
Yeah, so I've had the chance to be in a couple, and they're absolutely amazing.
So we just had this at the office, Artura, which is their plug-in hybrid.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It's good. It's really good. The thing about McLarens to me is they have to be at like 10 tenths before they come to life.
Oh, you got to really be on it.
Yeah, they're really like, I would say like high-performance horses, you know, like race horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're high-strung, high-tempered, but when they're going, oh my God.
So they got a P1 right over here, which is super cool.
Yeah, that's not too valuable, huh?
No, not valuable at all.
Not valuable at all. Let me show it. Let me get up close and show it.
Yeah, sounds great.
Hold on here. There you go, right here.
And they basically have its succession car, which is the W1. So they have the McLaren F1, P1, and now W1.
Do you know about the Holy Trinity, Kyle?
You mean with the age around the P1 918 LaFerrari?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
So there was the Holy Trinity once upon a time, right, where you had a McLaren, a Porsche, and a Ferrari that were the apex of their brand.
Absolutely.
And now we have this, which is part of the Holy Trinity in McLaren. We have the F80, which we're hopefully going to see in the Ferrari, but there's no Porsche.
Yeah, they had a concept.
So people thought the Mission X.
Yeah, but they never did it.
Yeah, they never, well, yeah.
Or at least haven't yet.
Or haven't come out with it. So much for the Holy Trinity.
Always an exciting moment to see an F1.
Sorry, I'm shooting a lot of people here, and not a lot of cars. I bet you the store that Ferrari has is going to be busier than anything else.
Yeah.
And there's the F1. Looks pretty dated now.
Yeah, it's starting to look old, but still beautiful.
Yeah. I think this is a manor house right here.
Oh, I would agree. Looks that way. Looks beautiful.
Yeah. This is where the Lord, is it Lord or Duke or, tell me you British folk, what is the of Goodwood?
Say that one more time, Roman, sorry.
Is it the Duke, the Lord, the?
Oh yeah, not sure.
What is he?
Should I Google it real quick? I think I have enough cell service.
Should, yeah.
Goodwood Duke, let's try that. Charles Gordon Lennox, the 11th Duke of Richmond. I don't think that's it.
Not right. Try Lord of Goodwood. Maybe it's Lord.
I don't know.
It's a very British monarchy thing.
Oh, it brought up the same guy.
Maybe it is him.
Maybe.
Anyway, if it is him, he puts on a hell of a cool event.
Yeah, whoever this guy is, yeah. Cool guy.
All right, let's go over here. Ferrari seems to have drawn the most people to it. I'll go this way.
Actually, I think this is the turnaround point. Why can you imagine? Because I see a 5N rally car over here.
So this is where they come when they're done with running the hill.
Oh, and they have their little Hyundai caged vehicle. Roman, we should try to get a ride in that.
Oh,
that's basically an Ioniq 5N just with a roll cage and wheels.
I heard about that. Let's go look at it.
Yeah.
Super Leggero.
Yeah, exactly. It's the lightweight version, as in they didn't put a car on it.
That's cool.
It's
gotta be freaking quick.
Oh yeah. I mean, I love the charge port. It's literally just hanging in the rear.
It's kind of stuck under this tree with a little indignity, wouldn't you say? It looks like something that they
forgot. Like our little Hyundai wristband should let us in to drive it. Yeah, it's okay. We're driving this one.
I kind of feel like somebody forgot the car.
Yeah.
Parked it under a tree.
Yeah, just left it under a tree.
Yeah.
That's probably the one car you don't want to leave under the tree.
Yeah, and parts of it got stolen. Or nicked, as they say here.
That's right.
Hey, somebody stole your bonnet. Well, there's a lot of people here looking at something.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
I hope you guys are enjoying this video. It's really ad lib.
Two Americans go to England and look at cars.
Exactly. Let's see. Let's peek over the. Oh, it's Formula One cars.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's a Red Bull. So that's why it's so busy. I think these are the F1 cars that are going up the hill.
Oh, yeah. That's neat.
Definitely Formula One cars. Did we lose Ferrari?
Well, we definitely saw it earlier.
We saw it. And now it's disappeared. And I see Tag Heuer.
I don't see.
We must be in the Formula One paddock.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff all throughout here. Vintage race cars.
Yeah.
Starting to smell great. Smells more like burgers than rice fuel, though.
It doesn't smell like methanol, I'll give you that. Yeah, we seem to have lost Ferrari. Oh, look at these cars, holy cow. It's a Lotus.
Race car row through here. Yeah, all 60s, 70s. They're so small compared to race cars of today.
I know. Formula One cars have gotten so wide.
You know, this is the Ferrari that I saw.
Yeah, Scuderia. Yeah. So this must be the Formula One
team. It might be a team rather than the official company, though.
Yeah, we may have missed a booth and just come here to the Scuderia. Oh, wait, I think I see one. Isn't that an F80? Is that an F80? Right there, the race car? Or no?
I'm not seeing one.
Or is that the... No, that must be the Le Mans car.
Yeah.
Le Mans car. I think this is what we saw, dude.
Yeah, I don't think we found the official thing.
No. And I don't really want to do a whole tour of race cars, because they are way out of my comfort zone. I know... All I know is what I read at this point, and that's not bringing a lot of depth of knowledge to this video. Well, shall we close it up?
Yeah, I'm not seeing any official Ferrari, so apologies to disappoint the viewers.
Hey, what's over there? That's the BMW stand.
Yeah, we were over there earlier.
Yeah. Well, guys, look, if we run into it, we'll add it to it.
Sounds good.
So for now, head on over to Autospec. If you like everything electric, and you're expanding, right?
Yeah, we're doing a lot more combustion stuff coming up. I'm a car nerd regardless of powertrain.
And as always, head over to alltfl.com for more news, views, and real-world reviews. Ciao, see you next time.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.